Walt Whitman called them vehement celebrations, and they spread to all the airts the wind can blow. But like Burns himself, it all began in his western heartland. Peter Westwood, editor of the Burns Chronicle.
I've got a record of the first ever Burns Supper, which was held in the summer of 1801. And nicely, of course, it was held in Burns Cottage, where nine gentlemen met for the first time. That particular group of gentlemen called themselves the Alloway Club. At that function, there was a portrait of the poet painted on wood presented to them. It was to be hung outside, because at this time, 1801, it was a pub called the Burns Head Inn.
The thing that really appeals to me is the spontaneity. The Reverend Hamilton Paul, who was running the Air Advertiser at that point, called together eight other friends of Burns. And the crazy thing is that Hamilton Paul, from a blank sheet of paper, gave us exactly what we have today. The only things you need to have in a real Burns supper are a haggis, some of the poems and songs, and a toast to the immortal memory of our own poet. And now, whether it's four of you around your kitchen table, or eight Masonic men round Burns Cottage, or 1,000 people at the Banker's Burns Supper in London, you know, everybody follows that format.
These nine sat down to a comfortable dinner, at which the sheep's head and the haggis formed an interesting part. The address to the haggis was read, and every toast was drunk by three times, i.e. nine.
They toasted it in claret. They toasted it by three times three, so that was nine glasses for every toast. So it must have been a very boozy first Burns supper.
So some things never change.
No.
See that three times three? I heard that there was a Masonic influence in that. Do you think there was?
Without a doubt, three times three is very Masonic. Throughout Burns' life, there was Masonic influence, and his circle of friends that met after to form the Burns Supper used that same influence.
Was that a toast that was used in Masonic circles, this three times three? What's the significance of that? If you can divulge.
The three times three is basically the three principles that rule a Masonic lodge: the Right Worshipful Master, the Worshipful Two Wardens, and that makes up basically the three times three.
The shape of the Burns Supper is ritualistic, not unlike the meeting of the Masonic Lodge. I'm not a Mason, but my father was for many, many years, and so elements of the harmony after Lodge meetings, you know, strike great Masonic chords.
For example, even in Canada, do you take Burns as an icon, somebody who's a fine example of a Mason?
Put it this way, that in the end of January, beginning of February, I have great difficulty being home because I'm usually out at a Masonic Burns supper somewhere. And I think that really sums it up well.
I do think that the Freemasonic lodges had a great influence in the initial and rapid spread of the Burns supper.